Shalom Boker Tov. Here we are on page Ein Aleph, but the section Ein Hey, which is in the page Ein, I just want to review quickly. Mitechila mitgaber hamasach v'achar kach mitgaber haor. Ein Hey, page Ein, section 75. מתחילה מתגבר המסך ואחר כך מתגבר האור. Now what this concept means? What it means בתחילה? At the beginning, מתגבר, that means מסך becomes victorious. What is there a מלחמה here? Yes, we said there is זיווג, there is a הכאה. That means the light acts at its character to reveal, to go forward, to continue, to if there is a desire to receive Ratzon Lekabel, wants to fulfill. It's very simple. We said the idea was to lativ, to give, to be cause, to be a cause. So here it says, Betechila, at first, of the first contact, it is the Masach that is able to push back the light. This is what the Masach is made for. But Masach is made for something else as well. The Masach is Malchut. It is the Malchut that sets the Masach. So the Masach and the Malchut are the same. And what is Malchut? What is Bechinat Dalet? Which is Malchut? Is a Ratzon Lekabel. The only thing that is a Ratzon Lekabel is when it is Bechinat Dalet. If it's Bichinat Gimel, it's not anymore Ratzon Lekabel. Bichinat Dalet, only Bichinat Dalet is Ratzon Lekabel. So, Bichinat Dalet and the Masach, which we call Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph, are the same. They are the same. Now, always Bichinat Dalet, automatically, because of the Tzimtzum Aleph, pushes the light back. This is always in the Malchut, in the Bechinat Dalet. But only at first. Because he pushes back the light. Is the light is not going to push again to come back?
Of course it does.
Now, when Bechinat Dalet, another thing I want to ask you, this Bechinat Dalet, how many phases it has?
Four.
Which means what? Tell me, what are those four phases of Bechinat Dalet? Okay, and now what is Bechinat Dalet of Dalet?
What is it?
Yeah.
What's the highest level of Bechinat Dalet?
What do you mean by highest level? Highest level, that means, what do you mean by highest level?
It has to come off Keter.
That means when the light or Yashar comes, because Malchut pulls Bechinat Dalet, יש לו אביות של Bechinat Dalet, pulls the light, and because it is a Bechinat Dalet, is the Or Chozer, it can push the Or Chozer to the highest level. What it means to the highest level? Bravo. So instead of highest level from now on, please, so Bechinat Dalet of Dalet pushes the Or Yashar bechazara ad bichinad keter. No, we want to review, want to see. Now, what happens next?
Okay. When the Dalet of Dalet becomes off.
What that means?
Okay. Well, I asked you, what happens to this bichinad Dalet?
It says here, betechila, there is or chozer. But then the light comes. When there is a zivug daka, betechila, there is a or chozer. But when you make this or chozer, what happens to the masach, the aviut of the masach? Becomes zach. Why it becomes zach? Because it uses that light to create the or chozer. So it doesn't have any more the koach to pull or of Keter.
That's why it says at the beginning has a stronger masach.
Yes, now let's go again one step back. And don't be in a hurry. Think and then answer me. Not automatically. The masach, first, there is Bichinat Dalet of Dalet. Aviyut of Dalet. And only Bichinat Dalet can pull light. When the light comes, it hits the masach. Masach betechila first pushes back the light. But we said, what is this that is capable to push back? He says, that amount of desire to receive is the koach to lahafoch, to up, is the same koach that comes in to reveal, to be revealed. That koach, you push back the or chozer. What are you left with? Nothing, because you use that koach to create the or chozer. What koach do you have now?
Gimel
of?
Dalet.
Of Dalet. Because Dalet of Dalet you used to create an or chozer that took you all the way to Keter. Now, you have a masach of Bechinat Dalet, of Gimel of Dalet. What light do you mamshich, you pull? Everybody follows this?
Yeah.
What happens to Keter?
It's concealed.
What concealed?
We have some of it that is Or Pinimi and some of it is Or Makif.
No, Zikir
Kvaret.
Yeah, but what, when something comes into revelation, Yesh Adar Beruchaniut?
No, Zikir Kvaret Dalit Shel Dalit.
But there is Keter. The Keter was revealed.
Yeah.
Asara Sefirot, 10 Sefirot of Keter, God revealed or not?
Yes.
What is now when he pulls the level of Chochmah? That means he's capable only to make an Or Chozer until Chochmah and not until Keter. But already the 10 Sefirot of the Keter, Aprati, Shel HaKeter, because of the first time when he made Or Chozer, is already established. What it is that the or that you are pulling, is that or, is it going through Keter or is not going through Keter? From and off? Or it jumps off the Keter? You follow what I'm saying? It's the light. Yes, the light is going through Keter, but the light quality is not anymore the light of the Keter, the light of Chochmah. Light of Chochmah goes into the Keter, but doesn't reveal the Keter, reveals only Gimel of the Dalet. Gimel of the Dalet. So that means this light, as an example, if this light is 110 volt has to go into it, let's say it goes only 100 volt. Is the light goes on? Yes, it goes on. But it doesn't have the total potential of capability of 110, let's say. If only 100 watt goes in, it's revealing 100 watt. But in reality, it's already capable and did 110. So it says, Enadar Beruchaniu, that means this, what, that Eser Sefirot Shel Keter, and every time you make a Keter, we said you make Rosh Toch Sof out of this Eser Sefirot. There is a concept of Rosh Toch Sof is made. Now the Dalet of the Dalet becomes Zach because by that you caused a Or Chozer, the Koach, you use the Koach to create Or Chozer to the level of Keter. But now that it is a Gimel, there is only Chochmah level. Now, Chochmah Eser Sefirot, Rosh Toch Sof is done, is zero. Now becomes what? Bet of Dalet. I want you to say Bet of Dalet. Because if you are in the Aleph of Dalet, when is Aleph of Dalet? When he's doing Zerampin.
Right?
Zerampin is Aleph of Dalet. What it means? There is Eser Sefirot Shel Zeir Anpin. Out of this Eser Sefirot, he makes Rosh Toch Sof. Now, is Bichinad Aleph Shel Dalet has more of Yud or only Bichinad Gimel, the actual? Please, everybody want, I want you to...
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Because if you understood everything we discussed, you should be able to tell me. I came through the Bichina Dalet, and the avyut of this Bichina Dalet, which is Malchut, which is only the Kli of Kabbalah, the only Kli of Kabbalah is only Malchut, Bichina Dalet, has four phases, has four Dargot, Bechina Dalet of Dalet, Dalet of the Gimel, Gimel of the Dalet, Bet of the Dalet, Aleph the Dalet, Vacharkach, Efes, Shoresh of Dalet. When there is total Izdachechut of Masachim, correct? We said Dalet of the Dalet has an Or Chuzer up to Keter. Gimel of the Dalet has an Or Chuzer until to pull only the light of Chokhmah from Ensof, the Bet or of Bina from Ensof. Through what? This Or Bina goes through Keter Chokhmah and then comes to Bina. And Zerampin, which is Bichinat Aleph Shel Adalet, has the Or Chuzer of Eser Sefirot until Zerampin. That means up till Chesed, which includes the six Ketzavot. Now, my question, is Bichinat Aleph Shel Dalet Aviyut Bichinat Gimel Hamuchlat, actual?
What do you mean,
Bichinat
Gimel Hamuchlat?
When the Bichinat Dalet is totally zero, what Aviyut exists?
Gimel.
Huh? Why? There is a now, if Dalet finished, if Dalet becomes Zach, what happens? Didn't we say that...
Yeah, it goes...
Yes, but up till now we did the section, subsection of Dalet. The Dalet has four levels. Right. After the whole Dalet is finished, now there is a view of Gimel still. Okay? And then after Gimel finishes through its four phases, it's bet all the way till it goes totally to 0, 0, 0.
Right.
Okay? Now, which one has more aviyut?
The Gimel or Aleph of Dalet?
The Gimel HaMuchlat, the Gimel, the actual, or Aleph of Dalet?
Aleph of Dalet.
Of course, because there is no aviyut at all at Gimel.
Bravo. Okay, now... We went through it. Adam, you're okay?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
We are together here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now. That's why it says Matchila Mitgaber Hamasach. That's automatic Tzimtzum Aleph. And every time there is Zivug Daka and creation of Or Chozer, there is always, always, there is Eser Sefirot, Chadashot Venutosafot. That means it's ad. The original doesn't go anywhere. It is there. It's only Tosefet. There is another layer of different level. Then there is another layer of different layer until it comes to Shoresh. Now, what happens to Shoresh? It's very important. Now, I want you to go, please, to the section... Page Ein Bet, Pei Hei, Yetziat Madrigat HaMalchut. Now I want you to remember the last one of Bichina Dalet. It says Yetziat Madrigat HaMalchut. That means the final. Malchut is the end. Okay? It says you went through Aleph. Aleph had the Or Chuzer to the Rama, to the Reve Madriga of Zeir Anpin. Eser Sefirot, Rosh Toch Sof, And Malchut as well has Eser Sefirot, but what does Malchut receive? Finally, after Aleph, when there is Avyut of Shoresh, what does she pull? Because after Aleph is what? What's the Madriga of Malchut? What is the Madriga of Malchut? Shoresh. Zot omer, no Avyut. If there is no Avyut, Boker Tov, if there is no Avyut, is there Hamshacha?
No.
If there is no Avyut, what is Avyut? It's the power of to pull and be able to take that power of pull, convert it, make it Afuch, and make it the power of Orchozer. As much as there is a power that wants to influence you, you have to take that power of influence and convert it and make it Orchozer. That's called Masach. That's called Malchut. But when it reaches to zero of you, there is no more pool. So let's read this section. V'achareish nishlema madrigat ze'irampin. After it completed the koma of ze'irampin, berosh tochsof. That means gave the made out of the Eser Sefirot Chadashot and Notosafot. Boker Tov. Berosh Tochsov Nizdachech Gam Achelek Acharon. The Chelek Acharon when it reaches Malchut. She Aviyut de Bichna Dalet. That's Chelek Acharon Shel Aviyut Shel Bichna Dalet. And we said Bichna Dalet is the only Kli of Lekabel. ונבחר גם כשהמסך הזה שנזדחך כולו יצא לחוס ממדרגה זעיר אמפין, והוא המכונה מדרגת מלכות שלא נתחדש בו שום אור חדש. Because there is no aviut, because there is no, the מסך doesn't have the power of to pull anymore, there is no חידוש, there is no תוספת, there is no addition. It's very important to understand this part. No addition. There is no chidush.
But I don't understand why.
Hold on. Because there is no aviud. You are not pulling any light. If you don't pull any light, is the chidush going to happen? There is no zivug daka. If there is no pull, the light is not going to push you if you don't have any desire to receive. It's only if you have a desire to receive. That's the deal. If I have a desire to receive, then I have pull. If I don't have a desire to receive, what pull? So there is no chidush. It's extremely important. That's when the Bichna Dalet is finishes. It says, it yotze. It has Eser Sefirot. But Bilior. Mazi Bilior. Now you understand Or Nefesh. That's called Nefesh. That's God Nefesh. That's why Hashem had to give to this Nefesh, the animal, to move, to desire.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
לא ברור לי. ונבחן גם כן שהמסך הזה שנזדקך כולו. יצא לחוץ ממדרגת זעיר אנפין, והוא מדבר בעביות לבחינה ד', זאת אומרת, בחינה ד' למעלה.
בחינה ד' זה כולו, הכולל. זה הכולל.
אז הוא מדבר על א' של ד'
עכשיו? בטח, זה רמבין, זה השורש.
הוא לא מדבר על א' המוחלט.
לא, 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 לא מוחלט. לא, לא אקטואל. We are רק understanding the one ד'. The four phases of ד'. That means four, it goes through four phases. Chamishi is a shoresh, la'aviyud efes, aval yesh la'aviyud. Yotze mashu, aval b'li or. B'li aviyud. B'li koach ha'amshacha. B'li koach ha'amshacha. And if there is no koach ha'amshacha, there is no koach ha'dechia. If there is no koach ha'amshacha, there is no koach ha'dechia.
Malchut
ze ha'nefesh? Malchut, or ha'malchut, ze or nefesh. הנפש מגיע למלכות. אין לו אביות. אין לו כוח ההמשכה.
אבל הנפש זה הכי תחתון.
הכי תחתון, הכי גרוע. והיחידי שייתן לך רצון באמת לקבל. עוד לא על מנת להשפיע, אלא שיש לו, כולו הוא חיסרון. אין לו אור. אין לו אור.
אז כביכול אנחנו צריכים את בחינה דלת, we need the בחינה דלת to pull more, אבל this is the only way to convert it.
שיהיה מוכן, מתי שאני מקבל את האור, שיהיה לי את הכוח, הבדחייה. אני צריך עכשיו לעשות חילוף.
זאת אומרת, אם לא הייתי צריך לדחות,
I am a reflector.
אם לא הייתי צריך לדחות את הכוח, meaning אם הייתי צריך לקבל הכל לעצמי, לא הייתי צריך לבחינה ד', שורש מספיק.
זה הכל יהיה רצון לקבל. כולו רצון לקבל.
אבל בגלל שאני צריך...
אבל מה החוכמה? רצון לקבל על מנת להשפיע. הוא בנה משהו שלא היה, זה, כולו יהיה חיסרון רצון לקבל. אין לו שום אביות למשוך את האור. מה זה למשוך את האור? What do we mean by pulling the light? Desire of ייחוד. To go back to the מעצל. יש שורש, יש פנימיות, שהוא בגלות. מה זה גלות? הוא רוצה את השורש. הוא רוחני. זה פנימיות שלך. תראה, אתה אדם. מה זה אדם? מה, אתה משהו אחר? לא. יש סאסי, הוא האדם. אבל הוא לא מר, הוא לא בא איתו החוצה. הוא מכסה אותו. אתה מכסה את האמת, האדם שלך. יש אדם אצלך. אבל האדם הזה יוצא מליבושים שונים. כשאתה יוצא החוצה, אתה יוצא עם הליבוש שונה ממה שהאדם הזה. מה שאתה רוצה להראות את עצמך, איך שאתה רוצה, זה עניין החוצה. אבל יש עניין של האדם שהוא פנימיות שלך. האדם הזה רוצה את הקשר שלו. הוא ממעל. עכשיו החוקים של שאתה יוצא החוצה זה שונה מהחוקים של הפנימיות. האדם הזה הוא מדבר על האדם, על הקו. הוא לא מדבר על שום חיצוניות, משהו של יותר גרוע. בגלל זה הוא מדבר על הבחינה דלת. בחינה דלת זה הרצון לקבל אך אחרי אינסוף. Right after אינסוף. זה הבחינה דלת. Goes from בחינה דלת of דלת, שורש של הדלת. אחרי זה, השורש הזה יצא, אין אור אינסוף בשורש הזה. כמנו, אור אינסוף רק בבחינה דלת. השורש הזה כבר בחינה ג' המוחלט. It's only אביות ג'. And אביות ג' cannot go, פוף, איך שהאדם קדמון, הכתר went. זה עולם לגמרי שונה. אומרים לזה, עולם תיקון. עד פה, אינסוף. לדבר בזה עד מידה מאוד מצוימת מותר לנו. באופן רציני מאוד. רוצה שאתה מעל זה לא לחקור. לא לחשוב. ולא לחקור. עכשיו אתם רואים את החלק הזה. לא נלך הלאה. So, עוד פעם בוא נקרא את החלק האחרון. ואחרי שנשלמה מדרגה זרמפין, after זרמפין is completed, בראש תוך סוף, נזדחק גם חלק האחרון, שאביות בבחינה דלת, So we are talking only בחינה ד', ונבחן גם כן שהמסך הזה נזדחך כולו. יש בחינה ד' כולו נזדחך, הגיע לשורש. יצא לחוס ממדרגה זה עיר אמפין, והוא המכונה מדרגה מלכות. What comes out of this עיר אמפין? It's called מדרגה מלכות. What is it? We call it שורש. שלא נתחדש פה שום אור חדש. אין כוח המשכה, אלא שמקבל את הערת מזה רמפין, כי כבר אינו ראוי להמשיך, להמשכה. So in order to survive, she has to get הערה. Now, of course, we're going to discuss how this יציאה was made. Look at the man, either out of the man or out of the woman, there is יציאה. Like יציאת מצרים. And this יציאה is חשוב, to understand what is this יציאה. How the light, the הערה comes from זרמפין to מלכות. That's the הערה from קדוש ברוך הוא to כל הנבראים. How this comes? Communication. We will discuss this. That's the יציאה, yes. Only because of the cause of Yetziah, God says, okay, you know, I'm going to talk to you guys. I'm going to reveal myself who I am. Because he wanted to do the Yetziah. He had a deal. And the Yetziah is important. What comes out of it? Don't you say? Whatever you do, what comes out of it? That's the Malchut. That's the final. ואינו ראיה להמשכה כנזכר למעלה, ועל כן אין בה אלא אור הנפש. ותשלום עניין זה יתבאר בעזרת השם בחלק ג' Now let's go to page עין ג' מידת גודלו של האור הנמשך תלויה במידת אביות של המסך It says, you know, the whole מלכות, we said, the importance of מלכות is the מסך מסך and מלכות, זאת אומרת כלי קבלה, the vessel of receiving, הם אחד, שקולים כאחד. שקולים כאחד. מה זאת אומרת שקולים כאחד? Come on. Yeah. What it means, they are shakulim ke'echad. Give me a translation, simple translation. Don't let me go forward. You're going to lose me very easily.
No, no, only the question. I need to understand what...
What it is that the בחינת מסך ומלכות, and מלכות is כלי קבלה, הם שקולים כאחד. What really it means? Yes, I understand. You are right. Bravo. They are considered to be the same. But what that means? Well, so why you call one מסך and one מלכות? Call everything Malchut.
Yeah.
He says, no, first of all, call everything Masach. If it is Masach, that means it's Malchut, because only Malchut has Masach. Nothing else has Masach. Only Malchut has Masach. From where? From the moment that Malchut of Ein Sof decided, Lativ. Malchut of Ein Sof decided to be as well a cause. Like the light of Insof. That's Pashut. We understand this. This is how it started. The cause of the whole creation, it was for generation in the life of Israel that it's Chachamim sat down and said, what was the purpose of creation? After they had the Torah. Still say, okay, with the Torah and all these things. What possibly Hashem wants? What's the purpose? What is... He has everything he wants.
Right. What does he need us? Well, at the beginning of the book, we said to reveal his kingdom.
Very simple. It comes to a conclusion. Generations, they sat down and thought about this. And they came to a conclusion because he wants to lativ. One word, lativ. To be a cause. Simple. But very complicated at the same time. So we are to understand, in reality, what is this pattern of this Eser Sefirot of the Bichna Dalet of four phases of each. And each Eser Sefirot, each Chidush. In reality, there is five Chidushim. But the final one doesn't have no light. No light. And that's the Malchut. That's really the Masach. That's the power of Hamshachab. But power of Hamshachab what? He knows totally Nefesh what Nefesh wants. What Nefesh has possibly. What is Nefesh? What's Nefesh? What do you understand Nefesh is?
Physically?
Yeah.
Dam.
Dam? What is Dam?
Okay.
Dam wa nefesh. Bravo. What it means, what is this dam? Mm-hmm. What is this color?
Red.
But isn't there the white cells in it too? Mm-hmm. Isn't there plasma in it and palates and all these things in it too? How come it shows only red? Desire to receive. What was the purpose of the whole creation? Is there to be somebody that I can be a cause of? So this now there is somebody that I can continuously be cause because he knows he needs me all the time. All the time. Without me, this nefesh cannot survive. He has to get a harad all the time from Zerampin. If he doesn't get it, this is Ameti. This is a nefesh. Nefesh Ameti that was created. That's the Shoresh Shel Bichna Dalet. That's the first Bichna Dalet of creation. It's called Chaya Echad. It's a nefesh. He has to receive. Doesn't have no choice. There's no Chochmah in this. His Chochmah is totally to receive. That's nefesh. That's dam. What is chaser? Or, that means mochin. Doesn't have no idea about Chochmah Bina Da'at. He only knows Chisaron. Now here comes, he says, Midat Godlo Shel Ha'ora Nimshach Taluya B'Midat Aviyut Shel HaMasach. That is all the Malchut, which is this Masach, it all depends what kind of Aviyut it has. V'hinen Nitbayer Etev Ech Kol Midat Godlo Shel HaShpa'at Ha'ora Elyon B'Na'atzel Taluya b'midat aviyuto shel ha-masach. It's from the ma'atzel to ne'atzel, from the creator to the createe. It's all what kind of a masach is between them. She'aviyut ha-gedola yoter dahaynu b'chinat dalet u'mishpa'at b'komat keter v'hafuchot mimena u'mushpa'at rak b'komat chokma v'chuleh. עד למסך הזך יותר שאין אור העליון משפיע לו כלום מטעם שאין בו אביות כמבואר. We already discussed this. Now, מידת גודלו של האור המתלבש תלויה בזוכות הכלי. Now, here it's now sends me a curveball. He says, you know how zach you are? That's the type of a light is in you. But I thought Aviyut is the most important. He says, now, you know, the Zacher you are going to get a better quality light. The Aviyoter, you get a less quality of the light. If you are the Avest, which is the Nefesh, which is the Malchut, what kind of a quality? No light. If you have Aleph, you get a little bit of a light because you are a little bit Yoter Zach Midalet. Now, any questions?
Yeah, so what's the answer? Why is it all of a sudden it talks about Zachut? From Aviyut and Masach.
We know that we know the relation between light and kli is afuch. Right. But if the type of a light that you get is depends how zach you are. Is how zach you are. If you are a level of nefesh, what light can you get? Yeah, there is no zach. It's totally, yes, it's zach, but there is no or, because there is no aviut. Now, what is the zaches kli? What is the zaches kli? Can get highest kli. Now you guys start thinking a little bit. We gotta go back again. It's very simple. We said it's a hafuch of each other, but it's not a problem. You shouldn't really get excited. In reality, you have to have the highest level of pool in order to have an or chozer of getting keter, right? So you have to have the highest level of pool. The highest level of or chozer. Highest level of or chozer, that's what we discuss as a tzaddik, but the least of desire to receive for oneself alone. That means your total desire to receive for yourself has to be converted totally for the nachat ruach, lasot ratzon bori. That's why we use those words. Is that I really want this totally for myself. I need it. But I use this energy for his satisfaction, his ratzon.
So that's why I go through his dechut of masach.
That's why I have to go through his dechut of masach to realize. We learn the whole Torah teaches you four phases. How it teaches the four phases of Torah? It's Yerida Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, that's this hey. Yetziat Mitzrayim, Zevav, Kabbalat Torah. Four phases, four of you. When you became to receive Torah, how zach you were? You say Naseva Nishma, the highest level of zach. Did you want to bind with Hashem? Very, very much. Again, Yerida Mitzrayim. First, hey, Mitzrayim. 210 years. Yetziat Mitzrayim.
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference between Yerida and Yetziat?
Oh, Yerida when you go into, Yetziat when you come out. You went in as a single family of 70 nefesh. You came out as a nation. Exactly, you go down in order to go to get a higher aliyah. Otherwise, why are you going down? You go down in order to go through a process of learning. But while you are learning, you go through isurim, negaim, problems, tarara, tarara, tarara. So at the end, Moshe came to Hashem, says, hey, every system, everything in my life, I want to learn, I have to go through Mitzrayim. That was the lesson of Tuesday. He says, no, my friend, there is another way to, if you can put the seder of Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim the way I show you, then Baba,
you can bypass
the Mitzrayim because Nachalad Yaakov is Bili Mitzrayim. It says, Nachalad Yaakov Bili Mitzrayim. He says, what are you talking about? He says, whoever keeps Shabbat as per halacha, the light that he receives is Bili Mitzrayim. Every other way you receive is with Mitzrayim. He said, what are you talking about? He says, very simple. There is something that the teacher or your father teaches you. And you learn, and you say, yeah, Baba, he says, this is how it is, and do it this way, and you're going to benefit. Did you go through Mitzrayim? No. You got from Abba. Abba ze rachamim gamurim. That's Abba. And Mitzrayim. But if you go but with the ima, ima, zot omeret, you go through negaim to learn. You have to go experience it. You say, look, I want to experience it. So, okay, no problem. You want to experience life? No problem. Go ahead. You're going to create for yourself, hizdamniut, opportunities to go to Mitzrayim to learn. What do you think? If you don't go to Mitzrayim, no pain, no gain. What is no pain, no gain? No go to Mitzrayim. No, you're going to learn, not learn. You're not going to experience. You want to experience what it is lack of or? You want to experience what it is when you go wrong? You want to experience when you God is away from you and you're not connected? No problem. You want to do it your way? No problem. Go ahead, do it. He says, I'm with you. Still, I come. You want to go to Mitzrayim? I'm going to come with you. No problem. Even in Mitzrayim, I'm going to come with you. I'm going to teach you over there. I have a deal with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So you learn better. You don't come back and say, look.
Yeah. You can suffer. You
so
can
Rumi Kassam is that entity that gives you the possibility and the choice to go through either.
Bravo.
Pain and suffering.
Or either the way. It gives you a choice. Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. That's Rachamim Gamurim. I say, okay, excuse me, what is this Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim? That I have to put a set. That's our future. Good lesson is going to be on this. Arav Armoni gave a beautiful slideshow on the Yud Gimel. No. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Very simple. It's that there is Yud Gimel Midot that you have to implement in your life. Okay. Whenever you are able to put this seder that he tells you by putting, he says, Hashem, Midrash is not there for stories.
That's true.
Midrash is there to teach us how to see the Torah. He says, Hashem, Midrash says, Hashem, Moshe told Moshe, here, put in the right seder the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. He said, Baba, I don't understand what is how to put the seder. He said, Hashem became Shaliach HaSibur, put tzitzit on himself, and said, Ve'avor Adonai, Babam, and went through the whole Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. So what is this is talking about? What is wants to tell me? He says, first of all, you can only put this 13 midot in order when you have the tzitzita. He says, what is this tzitzit? That means your makif is 613 mitzvot. You think it's easy to be el, rachum, chanun, erech apayim. Come on, look at yourself in your life. Do you have any of those midot? One single one I take out of 13. Emet. How much emet are you? What are you talking about? He says, I'm talking about the Adam that is inside you and the guy who comes out. Are they emet, both of them? Or the one inside is more or less emet, really, because ha-neshama she-natata bi-taurai, the Adam hu taor. Aval sheyesh libushim ve-yotze l-chutza le-klipa. Mitzrayim, זה גלות, היא יכול לקלקל עד העוגן. וזה ממתת שערי בינה. הפוך. זאת אומרת, תומה. We can. It's very simple for us to get into תומה. So he says, the day that you are able to put this, that's why from first of Elul till Yom Kippur, they say it so many times, that is when they finally they say it with the lev shavur legamre. After all the silichot. Why? So maybe there is a little bit, kacha, a drop of, he says, one drop of this oil, soref the all the Mitzrayim. One drop. And we say, finally to make it. And that's what Bechina it is that can bring such a light. What Bechina do I need in order to bring such a light?
To bring it or to...
To pull it. There must be... Bechina Dalet. Now, Dalet of Dalet we will never, ever, ever achieve again. It's done forever. we will realize that none of the Dalits we will really achieve. The best we can do is the bed. To get us to the Malchut of Olam Atzilut HaMetukan. There is the Olam Atzilut of Machshava, Olam Atzilut HaMetukan. It's already Tikkun. The Tikkun is made. It's complete. There's no problem. It's only we have to reach it. That's Olam Haba. Now we have to learn how he made Parchufim in order to learn the Parchufim and so to learn myself. The whole lesson from here to end is to understand how this system is works. First, this Eser Sefirot. What he says, Rosh Toch Sof. I don't want to continue. I want to use this section to understand this. The first thing that he creates in every Chidush, what level he creates. Every Chidush, Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. The Rosh, after it goes through its Eser Sefirot, says, hey, I understood the idea, Zeh Machshava. Now, how am I going to do it? I need body. So the Rosh creates the Toch, as per design of the Rosh. The Toch says, yeah, now I understand I got to do these things. Now I need Halicha. Netzach od Yesod. That's Rosh Toch Sof. Every Madrega, that means Bechinat Dalet of Dalet, has Rosh Toch Sof. Bechinat Gimel of the Dalet has Rosh Toch Sof. Each one of those is Parsuf. Parsuf Rishon, we don't have no idea. Dalet of Dalet is called Galgalta. Why? Because it's the Galgalta after the first Eser Sefirot between Ein Sof and the Olam HaTzimtzum. The void. That Eser Sefirot is the head. We don't count. The next Eser Sefirot, which is Gimel of the Dalet, it's called Chokhmah. It's called Av, Ein Bet. It's known as a Parsuf Milui Yudin Hovaya. That's why there is four letters. Is a Masach, four Dargot. Yud is Ein Bet. Ein Bet is Gimel of Dalet. Then Sag, Samech Gimel. Is Yudin, but the Vav is with Aleph. Zot omeret, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud, Sag, the Parsuf Sheni. Zot omeret, Aviyut, Bet of Dalet. No, we go slowly, it's only habit. What is Parsuf? What is Parsuf? Let's start. Never give up. There is no give up in this.
No, no, we don't give up.
And don't compromise in, no, I never understand.
I mean, a concept of Parsuf. We talked about Parsufim, you vaguely know here and there.
Tell me what is a Parsuf.
Kmo Yeshut kazot. It's kmo entity.
Don't nullify, cancel everything it is in your mind, as far as picture is concerned.
So don't ask me.
No.
I don't know.
Hold on. For a second, no, cancel.
Yeah, right. If I know,
for cancel and start new.
For cancel it right now for a second. And let's follow the following. Eser Sefirot you have. That we know. There are Eser Sefirot. How this Eser Sefirot is being utilized? It wants to create an entity. I call the name of this entity Parsuf. Just a name. Don't make anything out of it. I call it Parsuf. It's an entity.
You know, Parsuf, immediately you connect it to Parsuf.
I know. So right now, hold on to connect anything. Don't push the save button. Just its name, it's an entity. I don't have no idea about this entity, and it's called Parsuf. Don't let name to mislead you. So now this parsuf has 10 things to reveal itself, to complete itself, to make itself male. It's only first Eser Sefirot. First is a spur. It's nothing. But it's everything too. But out of these, things get cultivated. First, there is only a point, which is Eser Sefirot. And then becomes the fetus. And then first gets a head and an eye and an ears and a nose and a mouth. And then slowly the body and the hands and the body ends and then the leg. So 3 months, you know the sex. Since the body is completed, right? So it went through a process of at least 3 months to become a face,
right.
A parzuf. At least 3 levels. What are those 3 levels? Rosh Toch Sof. Out of what started Eser Sefirot. And that Eser Sefirot became a Rosh. And that Rosh decided what kind of a body it needs. And that body decided what kind of a legs and the Yesod it requires. All this process we called creating, completing, revealing a parzuf. Maleoto. Originally, it's only a point. Eser Sefirot. Yud, K, Vav, K. Yud stands for the Chokhmah. He says, what is the Keter? You said, En Adar Beruchan Yud. He said, of course, you are right. The Kotz is the Keter. That's why the Kotz is a Kotz and we're not letter. Because we can't reach the Keter. Yud the Chokhmah. Hey is Bina. Vav is Vav Ketzavot. Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Nes Hod Yesod. Hey v'Malchut. Eser Sefirot. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud has a Yud of Dalet. Gimel of Dalet. Hey has a Yud of this Parzuf. Hey has a Yud of Bet of Dalet. Vav Aleph of Dalet. Hey Shoresh of Dalet. Anywhere you go, any moment is consist of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Every second, this change. Another Yud Kei Vav Kei. Another Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is not a second equal to the other second. There is nothing one after the other. Continuously there is Chidush. And everything is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everything is Eser Sefirot, Chadashot, Tosafot, Tosefet. What happens? What they say? They say, we cannot get to the edge. Why we cannot get to the edge? It keeps on expanding. Your mind keeps on expanding. You cannot stop it. It keeps on going. So, go flow with the change. It's a change. However, there is a chidush. Kol yom mechadesh. It tells you. And every day, parsuf of its own. That's why you have 4 phases, 4 times 6. 4 phases. Connecting the whole day. Mm-hmm. Every day, a parzuf of its own. Today, the parzuf of this Thursday was the same as the parzuf of Thursday before that? No, shone. It's everything shone. Every second shone. Mm-hmm. But I understood the parzuf is a parzuf. It has to make a parzuf. It has to make a Rosh Toch Sof. The only thing you got is Eser Sefirot to start with. Now, what is this? Whatever you get in your head, is it complete? Yes, it is. In reality, complete. But how much of it you get? How many holes you got in your head? 7 holes. So you get to the level of 7. Your Or Chozer is level of 7. But this level of 7 can connect you, the Torah teaches you how to connect to what is missing, which is the mochin, gar. If you add gar to this 7, that means gimel rishonim, now you reveal the Eser Sefirot. If you understand what is your purpose today, and you completely optimize it and reveal it. What you have done? You have completed the chidush, the complete parzuf. You mile oto. What is milui oto? Milui means mele oto, to reveal its tolada, incompleteness. Now, when we say parzuf ein bet, that means aviut of gimel of dalet, that pull the light of Chochmah. If I want to see it in letters, because that's the only kli I have to see, I take the Yud Kei Vav Kei, because I said everything is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Eser Sefirot, and I'm Male Oto. The first one, which is Gimel of the Dalet, is Yudim. That means I write Yud Vav Dalet, and then Hey, instead of writing it He, I write Hey, Hey Yud. The Vav becomes Vav Yud Vav, Vav, but there is a Yud in it. And the last one, Hey, Hey Yud. Numerical value, Ein Bet. Shows me that this is a Madrega of Parzuf Ein Bet. Parzuf Ein Bet, Madriga Gimel of Dalet. Where? Only one Dalet we have. Question.
So Parzuf is that entity that it gives structure and order?
Wherever there is Eser Sefirot, immediately out of this Eser Sefirot, you have to lemalot. What is lemalot? To feel. It's a potential. It's only pashut. Yud kei vav kei. It's pashut. What you're going to do is to lemalot it.
I know, but what? The Sefirot?
Eser Sefirot. Today you got Eser Sefirot?
So you're saying the Parzuf is that entity, that spiritual entity, right? That it gives a structure and order to the activity of my Sefirot.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But if I wanted to see...
That Parzuf has the one that you create. Whatever you create it like you're in image.
Yeah.
Whatever you create today.
Yeah.
You don't create it in whose image you create. It's you. You are the creator of Eser, your Parzuf today. They look at you at the end of the day, go look at yourself in the mirror. That's the parzuf you created at the end of the day, whatever you did.
I'm a parzuf.
Right.
I'm a parzuf.
Yes.
And I'm consist of Rosh Totsof.
Yes.
And my Rosh is there for me to calculate and take all the calculation that it takes place.
Yes.
It happens, this is my Rosh.
What Sassy did right now?
Brought you tea.
Okay, what this tea represents? Did he put his head into it, his mind?
Right.
Did he put his heart?
Right.
Did he use his leg to go and get it?
Right.
So he put his Rosh, Toch, Sof, to get this?
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
No, he did.
Maybe he only
used
his leg.
Okay, now stop with playing with words.
But
you got the idea. So what is this? This is Tolada, Milui, Sheldad Akshe. This is this cup of water that he brought. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. Is the milui of the amount of rosh, toch, sof, he put in bringing the cup here. Now, this applies in everything in our life. If you don't put your head into it, there is a certain problem. There is missing something out of it. If you don't put your heart into it, again, there is a certain problem into it. If you don't go to get it, certainly only the thought is going to remain the thought and nothing going to happen. So you need your legs. That's why we say shaloshed regalim. You need a parzuf shalem to represent a milui.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So let's understand, as I said, instead of going all over the place, I'm a partsuf. Let's understand what's the Rosh, what's the Toch, and what's the end. I mean, Sof. And what role do they play in my life? And how I can understand.
Go find out what your head plays, what your body plays, go on your legs, and then you will understand what your parsuf means.
Well, the Toch of parsuf is the part that it receives the light, not the Rosh. And the Sof is that.
So why you say Sof Maaseh? No, please, be careful what you say.
No.
Don't make a statement. That's not correct. How your body receives anything if it doesn't go through your mouth?
That's what I said.
So it's not. No, you said your body. The body receives. No, your head receives too. You don't learn things. Your mind doesn't eat. Only your body. No. Go back to exactly the example that I said in regards to. That is thought of bringing water. He put his head. And if his heart didn't desire to bring the water, he wouldn't make the move. Then he ordered his legs, go get it. I went through all the process to bring the water. That is milui of that parsuf. Milui of chokhmah, gimel of dalet, is a parsuf called Ayin Bet. Milui of the Bet of Dalet is a parsuf called Sight. And then Mem Hei. And the parsuf of Malchut, the Hei that we talk, is Ben Chamishim Veshtayim. And by the way, Kelev as well.
Feel them and
Hashem. That's a good statement that we have to feel them. There is the world of feeling that it has to be satisfied. And by the way, that's why we studied on Tuesday that the koach of Mishush is the makif to the koach of Reya, Shemia, Reach, Vedibur, Veta'am. Hashimush is a makif. Now we start understanding why only this shimush, mishush, is the makif. What is makif? That means all these, the four, are included in the fifth. Here we go again, because it's important. With this, I'm going to close. There is the koach of reya, shmiya, Reach, Dibur, V'tam, right? The mouth plays. We said mouth is the end of Rochaniyut, beginning of Gashmiyut. End of Rochaniyut, beginning of Gashmiyut. This Malchut is very important. Okay? Now, we said Reach, one. Shmiya, Reya, Vereach, Vedibur, these four, are Pirimiyut. Hamakif, that means the one that is inclusive of the four, is Shimush. Bechinat Aleph, Bechinat Gimel of the Dalet, Bet of Dalet, Aleph of Dalet. There are four phases. The fifth is the Makif. That means includes all. It is re'ya, ve'shmiya, ve'reach, ve'dibur are the ones that give koach to what? To nefesh. Informatia to nefesh. Ochel to the nefesh. That is the he'ara from Zerampin to Malchut, Malchut being nefesh. Who gives you your sustenance? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Through your five senses. How do you get information? How do you get anything? Three or five senses. Three of those senses are Ruhani, two is Gashmiut, Ta'am. Is Gashmi. Mishush is Gashmi. Aval Re'iya, Shmiya, Vereach, Vedibur, the Arba Berosh, Arba Berosh, Lo Arba Beguf, Arba Berosh. The Arba Noten Eta Shimush. I receive a ara. When I receive a ara, za oil azach. That's a da'at. When there is a da'at, then I have shimush. That means I take my chokhmah, I take my bina, I take evreach, all the informatia. Out of informatia, I come out with a certain knowledge, and I do. And how did I receive this informatia? From arba senses in the Rosh.
Yeah, and you said that the first three are the Ruhaniyot and the last two are the aspect of...
Right. The Ta'am v'mishush is Gashmi, Re'ya, Shmiya, V'Reach, Ruhani.
Is Ruhani. But there also can be also Gashmi because it's the eyes and my ears and my nose that they can fool me too.
That doesn't mean that it's not Ruhani. You can fool everything to good and bad. But what it means, Ruhani, and that's Gashmi?
Yeah.
What is Ruhani? Do you see the sight? Do you see your sight? Do you feel your sight? Do you feel the Or Chozer between you and me? Yeah? Where? The voice... It's so spiritual, the Kli is so Zach. The Kli is so Zach. The Reya, the Kli of Reya is Zach. Practically no Aviyut. Zach, Zach, Zach. That's why it's a spark. Shmiya, yes, yoter Aviyut. Aval Zach. Adain Bet. Where is the Dalet? That's
bed.
Why there is a Dibur. Because Kashmiut already starts taste. That's Gashmiut, because you can feel it, you can taste it, you can see result. It's a ma'aseh. Machshava,
ze ruchani. This is why it pays malchut.
Right, but which malchut? We have different level of malchut. We have shlosha level. We have cholem, sheruk, v'chirik. When it is the rosh, is a sof shel ruchaniut, hatchala shel gashmiut. זה היחידי שיש לו את שני עולמות. עולמות של רוחניות, עולמות של הגשמיות. בגלל זה הפה, מה שיוצא מהפה שלך הכי חשוב. יש לו את הכולל למעלה ולמטה.
That's true, but what I'm trying to say is that they have the potential to be רוחני, but not necessarily that they're רוחני.
Everything has potential of having being רוחני. ברוך השם. תודה רבה לכם, שיהיה לכם שבת שלום, ברוך השם, כל טוב.